Grail, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I'm hoping, against hope, our special guest, Dr. Stephen Yates, is going to call in this afternoon. But if he doesn't, let me just tell you something I've been thinking about, something that they say, oh, you can't compare Vietnam and Iraq and what's going on in the Middle East now. But I really think you can compare. There are a lot of similarities. For instance, of course, we have a wonderful interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the Pentagon liaison to the CIA in the years leading up to the assassination of President Kennedy. And we have in my President Kennedy special, or I think it's the Kennedy special, four-tape set, a two-hour interview with Fletcher Prouty. And he told me, on that, and you can hear the interview as well. You really, if you haven't heard the four tape set, you really should get it. But he talked about after the Second World War, when there were massive amounts of military supplies on Okinawa, and of course they'd been put there so that we could invade Japan, but then of course when the war ended abruptly, half of that military equipment was sent to Korea in preparation for the coming Korean War. Now, remember, this was 1946, 1947. The other half was packed up and shipped off to a communist named Ho Chi Minh, who was leading the communist revolutionary movement in Vietnam. And, of course, it was that American military equipment that allowed Ho Chi Minh to overthrow the French regime as they tried to move back in after the Japanese pull out. And that, of course, was used by the communist a warlord, because that's what he was, of course, to bring communism to Vietnam. And, of course, he had resistance from the Catholic Church there and from the people who didn't want to live under communism. But the original financing of the whole communist movement in Vietnam came from the United States. And, of course, in a similar manner, why, of course, you can go to the background of this Islamic terrorist movement. And you remember, of course, we carry this wonderful book, The Devil's Game, goes back to the 1870s when the British intelligence started financing this radical Islamic movement, which really didn't exist before that, other than perhaps in the idea of a few Wahhabis living in Saudi Arabia. And how after that, certainly after the Second World War, the American CIA took over the financing of this radical Islamic movement, how we financed the Mujahideen, and then we financed Al-Qaeda, and through the ISI we financed the Taliban and continued financing Al-Qaeda. So in both instances, why, our intelligence agencies and our military were creating the best enemy that money could buy. And then, of course, we had to have an incident to get us involved in the war. And getting us involved in the war in Vietnam was the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never occurred. And now, of course, we have the tapes that were made in the Oval Office and Lyndon Johnson saying, you lied to me, you lied to me, you told me that it was real, and it wasn't real. And Johnson was just furious that we'd gotten into this war. It was eventually going to kill 58,000 Americans and a million South Vietnamese, and 2 million North Vietnamese, and there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. Well, of course, we know that there was an incident in 9-1-1, and we all know that, of course, the two planes crashed into the North and South Tower, and something else crashed into the Pentagon, and but there is serious question as to what we think we know is really true. I know for years I believed in the Gulf of Tonkin incident. But fortunately now we have the Internet, and you can go up on the Internet and just Google in Building 7 videos and watch Building 7 come down. And you'll realize, of course, that this is a controlled demolition. It actually explodes at the bottom, and that's why the building comes down. And they try to excuse that, saying, well, some embers fell, or some wreckage fell from the Twin Towers on the top of Building 7. But that doesn't explain why it came down from the bottom. And if Dr. Stephen Yates doesn't call in, why, we'll continue this, or we'll have open lines, and you can call me at 800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Well, Dr. Standback here at the Genesis Communication. We were sort of drawing the analogy between Vietnam and what's going on in Iraq. And in Vietnam, our boys fought valiantly, just as our boys are fighting valiantly in Iraq today. But we were never allowed to win the war over in Vietnam. Certainly, we were never allowed to go after the troops, the source of the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese regular troops. And certainly, you know, if you think about what's going on today, I mean, who is it who's funding al-Qaeda? I mean, probably 10% of the troops there in fighting our boys in Iraq today are al-Qaeda. And certainly they come from other countries, and many of them are Arabs. They're being funded by Pakistan, and who's funding Pakistan? Why, of course, we are, but we have to fund Pakistan, we're told, because if we didn't fund Pakistan, why, they'd go over to the other side, and they'd be our enemies. And yet they're funding the ISI, which is really part and parcel of the CIA, is funding al-Qaeda. They have 20,000 madras schools in Pakistan that are teaching the youth there this radical form of Islam. The Taliban that are killing our boys in Afghanistan, and now, of course, the NATO troops in Afghanistan, are coming in from Pakistan. They're coming from Pakistan into Afghanistan. And who is funding them? Well, of course, they're being funded by the Pakistani ISI, but it's being funded by the CIA. What's wrong with this picture? Well, it's just like it was in Vietnam, ladies and gentlemen. All during the Vietnam War, we funded the Russians who funded the North Vietnamese. We built the largest truck plant anywhere in the world in Russia to build the trucks that were used to carry the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to be used to kill our boys. But it sounds so preposterous. We built the Fiat motor plant. We didn't actually build it. We financed it in Russia. We lent them some, I don't know, $40 billion, something like that, the United States and our good allies in Europe. Let the Russians, all this money, I think about $40 billion, so they could finance the North Vietnamese to keep the war going. What's wrong with that picture? And then, of course, you remember that in Vietnam, where we wanted to train the troops, we wanted to train the Vietnamese so they could defend themselves, and Iraq, we wanted to train the Iraqi army so they can fend for themselves. But in Iraq, we know that they're not supplying the Iraqi army. They dissolved the Iraqi army, and then they tried to build a new army. And if you read the material in my newsletters from Major General Paul Evans, who was given that job, he told how he was blocked at every turn by our own Pentagon from building the Iraqi army so they could take over so we could begin pulling our boys out of Iraq. So obviously there's a whole different agenda. And then, of course, we would simply point out that in Vietnam, where our boys were made ill intentionally by the use of Agent Orange, and our government knew it, in Iraq, where they're using depleted uranium, and of course during the first Gulf War, they blew up Comet Shia knowing full well that it was going to expose our boys to poison gas. But you see, it was an experiment to see what would happen. They don't care how many of them are killed because, as Henry Kissinger said, the military are simply stupid, dumb animals to be used for public for foreign policy positions. And if you doubt that, the quotation comes from the book, The Final Days, and any of you want the pages of the book, we'd be glad to send it to you, where Henry Kissinger is talking about our military as stupid, dumb animals. You see why the elite really don't care how many American boys die in Iraq, and in fact, they don't care how many Americans are going to die here in America in the coming Third World War. Because after the war, of course, has been underway, why the American people will do anything for peace, just as the people in Iraq today would do anything for peace. And the president says, we're bringing these people democracy. 1.8 million Iraqis have fled the country and gone to Jordan and other countries, those people who had enough money to get out. Two-thirds of the Christians have fled the country. They used to be 10% of the country, now they're 3%. Isn't it wonderful? Haven't you seen the pictures of the Iraqi citizens holding up their finger with ink on it? We brought democracy to Iraq. But at what cost? Well, almost 100,000 American casualties, 25,000 dead, 75,000 wounded, 1 million dead, 100,000 dead Iraqis, and how many dead Afghans? Well, who bothers to count? Well, I think we have on the line with us right now our special guest, Dr. Stephen Yates. Dr. Yates, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, thank you so very much for being with us. I'm going to be quiet and let you pick up the story.
Well, let's see. I got in here a little bit late, for which I want to apologize to you and your audience.
Those things happen all the time.
I have several things running around in my head, and I'm not really sure where to take any of them because things are happening so fast in terms of globalization and integration and the coming North American Union.
But it all has a common denominator. They really want to destroy America. They want to betray our sovereignty and betray our future and our children's future and create this new world order and a new world religion. And that's what it's all about, whether it be the North American free trade agreement, whether it be building a North American community, whether it be unbridled immigration, whether it be what's going on over in Iraq, which is a wonderful distraction. As our boys go overseas to fight for freedom in Iraq, we lose our freedom here in America.
Well, yes, it's we're talking about one large package in which goes back decades, if it doesn't go back centuries. To my mind, the whole thing began to enter its second to final phase in 1913, which is when the banking elite created the Federal Reserve Corporation, as I like to call it, because it is a private corporation. It's not a branch of the federal government. As Ron Paul likes to say, the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. And essentially, I think it was said then that money trust, as it was then called, basically gained control of over much of the U.S. economy, and they've had that control ever since.
Right, and now they're on the verge of destroying the value of our currency, impoverishing our people, and the people come begging them with outstretched hands for sustenance.
Yeah, our currency has lost 96% of its value since 1913, and I don't have an exact figure, but over half of that has been lost since 1971, which was the year President Richard Milhouse Nixon took us completely off the gold standard and said, we are all Keynesians now.
August 15th, 1971, a day that will go down in infamy.
Yeah, references to John Maynard Keynes, who was a Fabian socialist. And if you go back and read, without looking it up, I can't remember the title of the book, but he published a work right around 1918, 1919, in which he described the overall aim was to build socialism.
Sure.
And basically to undermine the capitalistic system, the most effective way to do it would be to undermine its finances, and that maybe one person in 10,000 would understand what was going, would have the requisite background in economics and the money system to understand what was being done.
Well, of course, you know, the purpose of the Federal Reserve System was to give us a stable currency. That was the theory, in fact. Alan Greenspan did everything he could from the time he took control in 1987 until the time he left the Federal Reserve, you know, in January this year, to destroy the value of our currency. And the American people don't understand. Right now, we're living in a bubble, but the day of reckoning is coming, and when the price of oil skyrockets against, you know, as you know, it's down now, they're manipulating it down for the elections, and they're keeping the stock market up. But when the price of oil skyrockets and the stock market and the housing bubble, you know, just collapse, why, of course, we're going to be in real trouble. And, you know, Ford Motor Company is buying out all of its employees, 75,000 of them. And why? Because they're moving offshore, as General Motors, as is the rest of our manufacturing. And you cannot be a great country without a manufacturing base. And there's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the industrial base of America. And it is being fomented by people of great wealth and the bankers and many even of our own corporations, because they no longer have a loyalty to America. They are international corporations now.
Well, yes, and I was recently asked, what do you think Alan Greenspan is doing now? And I replied, I hope he's writing his memoirs, because I would really like to know what was going on in his head all of those years.
Well, I don't think he'll ever really tell you what his true purpose was.
Assuming what he writes is readable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ben Bernanke is a much clearer writer than Greenspan. And that's, as I say in a recent article, I don't think he leaves much doubt where he's coming from. He is all for global economic integration. In fact, I have a paper here. It's on the Federal Reserve Board's own website, Global Economic Integration, What's New and What's Not. He goes to great lengths to try to portray globalization, what we might call the mainstream media equivalent of the view of globalization as an exclusively natural process. I mean, it's a product of technological change, of advanced communications and whatnot, that but portraying it as something that's it's an inevitability.
But you see, it isn't inevitable. It's because we did away with our tariffs, because we entered into all of these agreements, because our leaders wanted to destroy the economy of our nation and redistribute the wealth of the American people.
Well, yes, the process isn't natural, because you can find remarks among Fabian socialists in particular, but international bankers generally, to the effect that national sovereignty had to be destroyed. For example, let me find one such quotation made in 1931 by historian Arnold Toynbee, who many people are familiar with, but they probably don't know that he was a Fabian socialist. He was a member of Cecil Rhodes' roundtable groups, was a member of the British Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is their counterpart to our Council on Foreign Relations. I think they were created something like 2 years apart. Here's what he says.
We're going to have to hold that, and we'll get to that as soon as we get back here with Dr. Stephen Yates, right here at Genesis. And understand, these people know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you need money to help pay for healthcare costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today, we're talking about certainly what's going on as far as the move towards world government. Dr. Stephen Yates teaches there in the North Penn, the South Carolina area around Greenville. He writes prolifically. We have many of his articles out of News with Views and other publications as well. And he's talking about how this small group of people working through the central bankers and, of course, the other elitist organizations, have taken control of our country, have bankrupted our nation. Alan Greenspan, from the time he took control of the central bank back in 1987, steadfastly did everything wrong in a conscious effort to destroy the financial stability of our currency. And the day of reckoning is coming. And I fear that with the coming war with Iran, you know, we're not going to have any value to our currency soon for borrowing $1 trillion a year. We are borrowing $1 trillion a year from other countries just to pay our debts. We are the biggest debtor nation in the world. And imagine how that figure is going to expand, of course, when we go to war with Iran for no reason at all. Because remember, your intelligence agencies brought the Ayatollahs to power back in 1979, and nobody ever bothers to mention that. And your intelligence agencies knew ahead of time there was going to be the bombings by Hezbollah and in Beirut, in the embassy, the Marine barracks. If you doubt that, you need to read the book which we carry called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who himself is a CIA agent. And he always wanted to know the truth about that, and he found out the intelligence agencies knew the attacks were coming and did nothing to stop them. I wonder why. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yes. excuse me. This whole globalization process has been going on for decades, and it definitely predates all of the technological change that we've just seen in the last couple of decades or so. Goes back much longer than that. I think I was talking about a historian by the name of Toynbee, who, first I ought to observe that the whole concept of national sovereignty, which we need to keep if we're going to preserve any semblance of a constitutional government in America, that's the reason we need to protect our sovereignty to begin with, is to protect that. So, if national sovereignty is eliminated, then our constitution goes right along with it. So if the currency goes down and is replaced by something that they are beginning to call the Amero, which you've probably heard of, then we just end up under a tyranny of the elite, as we might call it. But this was underway at least as early as the 1930s, because Arnold Toynbee, known as a historian, but was also a Rhodes Roundtabler, a Fabian socialist, a member of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. That's the British counterpart to our Council on Foreign Relations. Let me just read from a speech that he made to a major conference back then on international affairs since the war. That was referring to the First World War, telling his fellow globalists, "If we're frank with ourselves, we shall admit that we are engaged on a deliberate and sustained and concentrated effort to impose limitations upon the sovereignty and independence of the 50 or 60 local sovereign independent states which at present partition the habitable surface of the globe and divide the political allegiance of mankind. It is just because we are really attacking the principle of local sovereignty that we keep on protesting our loyalty to it so loudly. The harder we press our attack upon the idol, the more pains we take to keep its priests and devotees in a fool's paradise, lapped in a false sense of security, which will inhibit them from taking up arms in their idol's defense. The local nation-state, invested with the attributes of sovereignty, get this, is an abomination of desolation, standing in the place where it ought not. It has stood in that place now for 4 or 5 centuries. Our political task is to cast the abomination out. I will not prophesy, I will merely repeat that we are at present working discreetly but with all our might to wrest this mysterious political force called sovereignty out of the clutches of the local national states of our world. And all the time we are denying with our lips, what we are doing with our hands.
We are denying with our lips what we're doing with our hands. What he's saying is they're lying, and they're lying today, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that these people with these nice-looking suits and nice smiles, they're lying to the American people, and they're betraying our boys in Iraq.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Stephen Yates, and he was just quoting from Arnold Toynbee, speaking back in the 1930s, that they would say one thing with their lips while they were doing different things with their hands. They were going to lie about what they're doing because they know that the American people, and of course the British people, don't want to give up their sovereignty. They don't want to give up their freedom. But the elite have a different agenda, and Arnold Toynbee was part of that elite group, intimately associated with the British Roundtable, intimately associated with the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is a British counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations. They were both formed together back in 1919, although the Council on Foreign Relations was actually incorporated in New York City in 1921, and it was a front for the J.P. Morgan interests and for the smaller American Roundtable group. You'll find that statement on page 952 of Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And if you haven't read it, you really need to. Pick up the story there, Stephen, please.
Yeah, Quigley's is an amazing book. That's one of the things that got me involved in this, because the realization that Quigley was a professional political historian who had a detailed theory and a fairly comprehensive theory of what's known as macro history, which is the study of large-scale tendencies. So this guy was no, how should I say, conspiracy theorist who was just spouting off armchair. He was no armchair historian. He was a professional, and he claimed to have detailed records that he had been studying for a couple of years. So he was actually a member of the elite.
Right.
His only disagreement with them was that he thought, they wanted to operate in secret. He thought that their role in history, as he puts it elsewhere, was significant enough to be known.
In fact, I spent many weeks back at Georgetown University going through Professor Quigley's papers and copying them before they were ever laundered and cleaned up by the intelligence agencies, who do not want the public to know the truth about the real history of America or the world.
Well, now we have the Internet, so I think more and more people are waking up little at a time. But there is a counterattack underway. Just think of 9/11. I've got some poll results sitting right here indicating that the number of people polled, it says, I think it was the Zogby poll, 30-some percent now think that there is something fundamentally wrong with the government's account of the 9/11 attacks. They think the government was either involved in some way, or that the government knew about it in advance and let it happen because they wanted war in the Middle East. That was the best way to have it. Hegelian dialectic.
Absolutely.
Allow a crisis to develop. The crisis provokes a reaction. The reaction leads to the response that was wanted all along.
But you see, the difficulty with that is most Americans find it impossible to believe that they would kill almost 3,000 Americans just to have an excuse to go to war over there in the Middle East. And yet, certainly the Gulf of Tonkin incident was totally contrived, killed 58,000 American troops, killed a million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese, and nobody was concerned about that. But it was all contrived. They knew the Gulf of Tonkin didn't occur. Why should we be surprised that they'd sacrifice 3,000 Americans for the greater good of getting us into World War III if it's going to lead to this new world order that they want, they believe in? They want to rule the world. And so do 3,000 lives really stand in the way? I was reading something from Morals and Dogma written by Albert Pike just today. And he said, some people say it's wrong to sacrifice an individual for the greater good. Why, it's all right to sacrifice large numbers of people for the greater good, and many times you have to do that. And I thought how apropos that statement was for exactly what happened on September 11th.
Well, yes, it's horrifying when you think about it, but that is invariably the direction we go in when a culture just embraces some kind of hard materialism as its worldview, because one of the working assumptions of just about all of my work, at least in this area, is that any population you look at, any time in history, anywhere in the world, there's a minority of that population, probably less than 5%, that's obsessed by power, thinks in terms of power. That's their whole value system. And keeping that minority in check is one of the big problems in political philosophy. And I speak here as a trained professional philosopher, but in the number one problem in political philosophy, the number one unsolved problem, I might add, how does society control power?
No, and of course, that was the beauty of our form of government. It was the whole idea that you limited the power of what the people in government could do. And Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of competence in men, but limit them from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. You limit the power of government, and that way the wicked people can't do anything, and they can't control the people. And they're unable then to use their positions of political power to simply steal and to aggrandize themselves and to justify mass murder, which evil people will always do. But our country was great because it was based upon this concept of limiting the power of government. What happened? Where did we turn our back? Why don't the American people understand? The founding fathers didn't trust politicians. They wanted to take away from them the power and the ability to control the lives of the populace.
It's true. They didn't trust power, and they attempted to limit the power of the government, but there was one thing, crucial thing, that they overlooked, and that was the power of the banks coming from Europe. Alexander Hamilton looks to have been a Rothschild agent, and he was the one who chartered the first Bank of the United States in 1791, had to be, with a 20-year charter. So there were Rothschild agents at work in our country, right, to control its economy right there from the very start. And in 1811, when that charter expired and was, I believe Thomas Jefferson was president by that time. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson was president by that time, refused to renew the charter, and Nathan Rothschild over in London said something along the likes of, either the charter of the bank is renewed or the United States will find itself in a spectacularly nasty war. It's not a direct quote, but it's close as I can come from memory. Jefferson refused. The following year, the War of 1812 broke out. So these guys were powerful enough even then that they could bankroll wars.
Well, but of course, remember that after the War of 1812, why they renewed the charter in 1815, it was either you do it or not. It was either 1815 or 1816. I think the charter was supposed to expire in 1836. And of course, Andrew Jackson stood up to them. And he stood up against all the banks. He stood up against his own cabinet, his vice president, all the newspapers. And he said, it's either me and no bank or the bank and no Jackson.
Jackson understood. He was really an amazing figure in U.S. history. Also the author of one of my favorite quotations of all time, directed at the banksters. You are a den of vipers and thieves. I want to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out. Boy, we need an Andrew Jackson today.
Yeah, another thing he said was, one man with courage is a majority.
That sounds good to me.
Right.
I was unaware of that one. But
right. Well, we need somebody like that today who cannot be bought off. And he did what he thought was right. And he succeeded, independently. Of course, he had the backing of the people. And he just simply said, you will elect me and I will destroy the bank. If you don't elect me, why, the bank, of course, will continue. And that was, of course, the election of 1832. He won. And he did refuse to renew the charter. And, of course, Nicholas Biddle, I think, was the man who was running the bank that time. And it's an amazing story. In fact, we tell that in our banking. We have a little pamphlet on the history of banking that we offer through Radio Liberty. And you get all of the history and all of these wonderful quotations that, by Andrew Jackson, one of the great patriots of America.
Yes, there was an assassination attempt on him. Two guns, both of which misfired. And both of them worked perfectly when they were tested later. The eternal God was looking out for Andrew Jackson.
I'm sure he was. And God did bless this country and keep us safe for many years, but now that our churches have turned against him and our people have turned against him, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever.
Well, yes, we have become essentially a materialistic nation, like I said, and sooner or later, the values of the elite will trump everything else, and the only two values that will matter are money and power, which is essentially what we have today.
We really do, and of course, what people don't understand is our administration is determined to go to war. Why do they want to go to war? Why to create World War III, to bring the whole of the Muslim world against us, to inflame every Muslim living in the United States, and make him increasingly paranoid so he'll join this whole radical movement. There is no reason for all of this. The Muslims are being manipulated. The Americans are being manipulated. Even the Christians are being manipulated to hate the Muslims as they're manipulating the Muslims to hate the Christians. And we can't get involved in those games. We've got to be able to think independently and remember what Christ taught us. You know, certainly if the Muslims were going to, attack my home, I would defend myself and my family. But for us to justify going over and killing their women and children in their country, how can you justify that?
You can't.
My goodness, we're fighting. Was it what President Bush said? You know, it's better to fight the terrorists on the street of Baghdad than the streets of New York. Well, if there really was an Islamic terrorist movement, why aren't we fighting them on the streets of New York? Why have they not tried to close the border? Why don't they even check the luggage going into our planes that could contain explosives? If there are all these Muslims who hate us, at least in the past, why haven't they been attacking America? Simply derailing planes, trains. It's a very simple thing to do. But they're really... are not these people. There really is not an Islamic terrorist threat in America. And if you don't believe me, you get the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the September-October issue of Foreign Affairs, and read the lead article. And the professor who writes this says, this whole threat of Al-Qaeda in America is simply totally overblown. There is very little, if any, threat. Those are his words, not mine. But you're never going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, that's for sure.
Or President Bush.
Because they've got to convince us the Muslims are enemy. We've got to hate them, and we've got to kill them. Because if we don't kill them, they're going to kill us and our children. And yet we're killing their children. Where is the outcry about the innocent children being killed in Iraq today and in Afghanistan?
Well, yeah, there's been tens of thousands of children have been killed in Iraq since the first Gulf War started in 1990, I think it was. And the whole history of our intervention in that part of the world is just
a
series of train wrecks.
The figure was, before we attacked, this time, that because of the American embargo on Iraq since 1990, and before that, about 500,000 Iraqi children have died. And when Madeleine Albright was asked about the 500,000 Iraqi children who died because we had an embargo on vaccines and on medicines and all the other things that the children needed for health, and she was asked, was this worthwhile, to have this embargo? And Madeleine Albright, typical elitist, said, well, yes, I think it was. But there were 500,000 of somebody else's children, not her own.
Well, yeah, that raises an interesting point because, of course, that was the Clinton regime as opposed to today's Bush regime or the first Bush regime. And they were all globalists. This whole idea of Democrats versus Republicans, as if we were talking about contrasting ideologies and agendas here, they differ in a few cosmetics, but you have seen the country go in one direction. The past 50 years,
it's
not longer.
It's so amazing. If you stop and think about the trilateralists, there's about 120, between 80 and 120 members of the Trilateral Commission. Jimmy Carter was a member. He served as president from 77 to 81. Ronald Reagan wasn't a member of the Trilateral Commission, but his vice president, who ran everything for him, was.
That was the first George Bush, yes.
The first George Bush, and then, of course, the first George Bush became president in 1989, and he served until 1903. And of course, then Bill Clinton, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, came in. But you'll be pleased to know that George W. Bush isn't a member, but both his vice president and his vice president's wife, Lynn Cheney, are both members of the Trilateral Commission of this 100 to 120 leaders. Could that simply have happened by accident? What are the chances of that happening? It would be like winning the lottery 100 times in a row in your state.
Oh,
it just ain't
going
to happen by accident.
It's astronomical against that's just an accident. No, and they're all surrounded by CFR members, too.
Amen.
CFR members Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz when he was in it. Now he's at the World Bank. Even Colin Powell is in the CFR.
Well, that's sort of the next step down. The trilateral is the next level up. They're all run by the same people.
The trilateral is kind of Well, it was created in right around 1970, 1971. Nixon was president. And it was David Rockefeller Sr., Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Henry Kissinger were the three brainchildren by it. And the primary text, I have it right here, Zbigniew Brzezinski's Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. All we need to do is go to part five of that book, America and the World, and look at the sections. They're variously titled The American Future is the first one. Then there's International Prospects. Then there's A Community of the Developed Nations. There's an interesting title for you. And that chapter essentially lays out what has become the term I like to use is the New International Economic Order, which that expression itself goes back to, I think goes back to the late 1940s, 1950s, associated with the whole Bretton Woods thing. But it's convenient to associate that with the trilateralists and their move towards integrating as much of the planet as possible, and regionalization is a step to that. And that brings us to the whole North American Union thing, which is taking off at rocket speed.
And we'll have to cover that the next time we're together, Stephen. Thank you so very much for being with us. I really appreciate it, and I hope you get feeling better. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, Dr. Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and let me simply remind you, the history of money is one of the pamphlets we have. We also have pamphlets, of course, on Foreknowledge 911, Genetic Engineering. We have, of course, pamphlets on We Are a Republic, and, of course, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, but a very good summary of what you need to know. And lastly, of course, the three pamphlets have the occult hierarchy, because you can't understand the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, or any of these other organizations that work behind the scenes, the Masons, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Lucius Trust, unless you understand that there is an occult hierarchy that rules the world. You want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get our either the video or the DVD that goes with that. It's a good primer. It began to introduce people to what's going on. And then I believe it's my May newsletter. It goes really about immigration, but it will tell you a great deal about the Trilateral Commission and what Barry Goldwater said about the real purpose of the Trilateral Commission and the significance of its logo. Now, if you don't have access to the Internet, you can ask for, I believe it's the May newsletter. Just ask about the newsletter on immigration, and we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Then I need to remind you about the all-day conference we're going to have on the 29th of October. Constance Cumby is going to be speaking for twice, and she talks extensively on the New Age, the European Union, Javier Solana. Chris Pinto is going to be talking for an hour and a half, and he's going to be talking about the secret mysteries of America's beginnings. We're going to be talking about the transformation of America, Michael Shalby, going into the background of environmentalism. And, of course, Barrett Schultz will be here talking about the secret movement behind what's going on. Great program, and you really enjoy it. Now, we have to know who's coming, and if you're coming from elsewhere and you need rooms, why, give us a call, and we'll give you the list of the various hotels in the area. If you want to get on the special rate that we have, why, you can still do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get information on what's happening financially. That's the syllabus in either the video or the DVD on the financial tsunami. To understand what's going on in Iraq, from a spiritual point of view, you want to get Iraq, the Untold Story. You want to get the syllabus and the VHS that we have. If you want to understand sustainable development, we have a video or a four-tape set or the syllabus, but you really should get them all together. We put these things together so you can understand what's going on, so you can teach others. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children, destroying their minds with water fluoridation, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really is true. This is not a communist conspiracy. It is a conspiracy of the elite because they know, of course, this lowers the IQ. And in areas where you have fluoridated water, you have a lot of kids that, they down around imbecile moron level, but very, very few or no geniuses. This is what they found in China, where they've studied the areas with water fluoridation, and that's why they want to fluoridate our water. And you say, nothing can be that evil. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil people out there who saw nothing wrong with precipitating the Vietnam War. It was all a diversion, and we only lost 58,000 American boys and killed 3 million Vietnamese. But it was for the greater good. And that's what 9/11 was all about. It was for the greater good. And when you understand that, things begin to make sense. When you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you want to know about fluoridation, the talk is called The Hidden Agenda, the syllabus by the same name. You'll see all the various scientific papers, and you'll get the entire story. And then, of course, you can begin to convince others about the true nature of the evil forces that are aligned against freedom. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our website, Radio Liberty, and we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time minute. Time being, we have with us on the line Paul Proctor, and we're going to be talking about Christian bookstores, online Christian bookstores, or just regular Christian bookstores you have in your neighborhood. Now, it has been said that you are what you read, and books have a tremendous impact on our thought process. And there are many, many Christian bookstores across America that are run by dedicated Christians as part of a ministry. And a lot of them don't make a lot of money, and they don't carry a lot of books, but they have the important Christian books that you can read. But Paul has written an article that appeared on NewsmanViews.com recently that caught my attention because he was talking about the Christian bookstores, whether they would be online Christian bookstores or simply local Christian bookstores that are carrying books that are not Christian at all. Yet unsuspecting Christians will pick them up and read them, and their worldview, their ideas will gradually begin to shift. And they'll be getting the books, say, on the New Age and the occult, or, you know, the rebirth experiences, and what happened when I died, and I went to heaven, and I saw this bright light, and then all of these occult ideas many times will permeate these and many other books, or on the Internet, where you'll find many of the books are written by the people who are pushing the church growth movement, which is changing the very purpose of Christianity to one of worship of Jesus Christ, we are going to remake the world. We are going to bring peace to the world. And, of course, Rick Warren checks in with the people from the Council on Foreign Relations. He was recently asked to come back and talk to the CFR and address UNESCO and other UN organizations. He's already in, his movement is more or less in control of Rwanda and many of the countries in Africa, and has swept across America. And this movement is being pushed by many so-called evangelical or conservative organizations. And the question is why? And with that as a background, Paul Proctor, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Hi, Stan. Good to be back.
Well, why don't you explain to our listeners why you're concerned about this?
Well, I stumbled on to this situation quite unexpectedly. Talking with a friend about my concern about, as you mentioned, Rick Warren, his books being sold at a particular bookstore, online bookstore, whose owner actually had the reputation of being against Rick Warren. And I thought it was strange. I said, well, you know, if you're against Rick Warren, or if your friend is against Rick Warren, I said, why is he selling his books? And his friend is a very influential, very prominent fellow in Christian circles, and very powerful. And so it seems strange to me. This fellow doesn't need to do this? Why is he promoting somebody he at least allegedly opposes?
Well, you know, we sell a few books of our ministry that we oppose, but we always put a notation or a flyer or put something in the book, say, hey, look, we are selling this book, but we want you to know what's wrong with it. We want you to be able to get it and read it. But you have to understand that we don't agree with this, and here's why you shouldn't agree with it, too. And so, you know, but if you don't warn people, a lot of this sounds so good.
Yeah, and there was no disclaimer in this situation whatsoever. It was just a complete contradiction, or at least what appeared to be. And so it wasn't long till this prominent fellow...
Hold that thought right there, Paul. We'll be back in just a moment. And we'll introduce you to another audience right here at Radio Liberty. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Paul Proctor, and of course we're talking about some of the things that are being pushed in today within Christianity. One of them is contemplative prayer. And basically what the whole idea is to, by repeating a phrase, maybe even a biblical phrase, over and over and over again, you put yourself into almost a hypnotic trance. And these are standard techniques that the hypnotists use. These are the standard techniques that are used by those who are into mysticism. And there's this effort to begin to bring Eastern mystical practices into modern-day Christianity. Go ahead, pick the story up there, Paul.
Yeah, the vain repetitions, as the Bible calls them in Matthew 6, 7, by doing this, they incorporate these mystic techniques, and the purpose is to empty your mind and achieve a silence within. Well, you know, if you're talking about just silence as far as prayer goes, that sounds okay to the undiscerning, but what they're talking about is like you said, going into a trance, and not, it's not the words that you're repeating that mean anything or that carry any weight, which we're talking about the Word of God when you're using a biblical phrase, but it's the fact that you're repeating something over and over again to empty your mind and get you in this trance, in this state of mind where you can be open to all sorts of voices and things, influences that are in all probability going to be in opposition to God rather than hearing the voice of God, as they might suggest you are hearing.
And of course, this entire movement is moving into Christianity with rather frightening effectiveness, and they call it the emerging church. This idea that the new church, but it all gets into ancient mysticism, which is certainly not of God.
Yes, and they also use what's called a labyrinth, which is a circle. It's not really so much a maze as it is a circle where you walk, essentially walk a path around and around and in toward the center of this circle and then back out again, doing these vain repetitions of contemplative prayer. But this organization, this bookstore, did a review on this book that promoted contemplative prayer. They did a favorable review. Well, someone warned them, another discerning ministry warned them, said that you're promoting contemplative prayer, which is Eastern mysticism. And they did some investigation and were shocked, or at least allegedly, and did a posted a recant on it. Essentially, they were very sorry for it. They pulled the book from their files and tried to make amends for their wrong. And this happened to be the same organization that said they were against Rick Warren, but we're actually selling his book. So I talked to another friend, a friend of mine named Bud Press. Now, Bud Press has got a service called Christian Research Service. He's got his own website called ChristianResearchService.com. And I talked to him at length about it, and he said, this is really a common problem. He said, it's much worse than you might even think. And he said, they're actually selling... He said, I've worked with them for years. The fellow's has a long history of working with bookstores online and the walk-in bookstores. He's worked as a consultant. He's worked with all of them personally and knows them inside and out. And he says he's been warning them for many years and has been troubled by what he's seen and personally experienced himself with not only the bookstores, but the representatives and those that head the bookstores.
And of course, the thing is that, you know, the average Christian, if after all, if they have a ministry, we like the ministry, we like who's ever in charge, and we would think that the books that they're putting out would be healthy books, and healthy books for our children to read, healthy books for us to read. And unless we are discerning, unless we really understand that many times maybe these ministries have been infiltrated. Believe me, they have infiltrated our ministries, our seminaries. But if they can get their books into the Christian bookstores and the unsuspecting Christians pick them up and read them, why, of course, they can have a profound impact on our minds and souls for eternity.
Well, you know, a copperhead is much more dangerous than a rattlesnake, and the reason why is because you can hear a rattlesnake when you're around him. He's got rattles, and he makes noise, and he tells you who and what he is. But a copperhead doesn't have any. He's very silent, and those... We have a lot of copperheads in the Christian book industry. They sound like they're safe. You don't hear much noise out of them, but they're carrying just as much poison as the liberal occultists and New Agers and pagans and so forth, who are easily identifiable. And Bud Press put together in his concern after much frustration and much work and research, he put together what he calls his master list, and it's a list of individuals who sell who are being sold, authors who are being sold in Christian bookstores, and they're from the New Age, they're pagans, they might be into Wicca, they're homosexual, they're lesbian, transvestites, and I thought, well, you know, there might be, listening to him, I thought, well, that's amazing. So I did a little research myself and went back to this website by this very prominent fellow owns, a very prominent Christian activist owns, and I put some of these names in there, and he was right. My Bud Press was right. They're selling them in these Christian, and I went to some other Christian bookstores, and they're selling them too. Well, just it was about the time Peter Singer's name came up in the news, and Peter Singer is a bioethicist and a humanist and a very controversial figure. He's known for saying some rather outrageous things and stirs up the Christian community. He's a Princeton professor and animal rights activist, and he made a statement the other day that caught the mainstream press. He said that he would kill disabled babies, if it were up to him, he would kill disabled babies if it were in the best interest of the family, because he sees no distinction in the child's life, he said, whether it is born or not, and the world already allows abortion. So, I guess because I've been looking at these Christian bookstores, I thought, well, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to put his name in the Christian, and I could not believe it. They were selling Peter Singer's books in Christian bookstores. Not one of them, not two of them, but many of them. In fact, most of them were selling Peter Singer's books. This is a fellow that has no regard for the God of the Bible whatsoever, no regard for human beings, considers them no more valuable or important than an animal, and has no problem killing babies who are disabled. And so I thought this is an utter disgrace, and that's what led me to write this article entitled Beware of Christian Bookstores, which you can find at newswiththews.com.
And I think what we need to do, of course, is get the Christians to begin to be discerning, to begin to know who the publishers are that you cannot trust. And one of them is Zondervan, who actually published the Rick Warren's books, because, of course, this is owned by one of the major media conglomerates that publishes pornography and all sorts of things, and they're publishing things for the Christians. Isn't that nice of them? But, of course, what are the things that they're publishing?
Yeah, it's amazing to me that we're profiting. Christians are profiting off of the very enemies of Christ. I can't imagine this. Well,
I mean, Rupert Murdoch owns Zondervan Publishers. Rupert Murdoch? I mean, certainly one of the people who owns the big media conglomerate that's against everything Christianity stands for. So why is he publishing so-called Christian books? And he publishes the NIV, the New International Version. The Bible owns that, the rights to that, incidentally. So we have to wonder what these people are up to. Are they really want to push Christianity, or are they out there to destroy Christianity and make a buck at it as well? And this is the thing that's frightening. The average Christian is so trusting. And if they see it in the Christian bookstore, they think it must be Christian, and especially if it talks about Christianity. But often the Christ that they talk about is not the Christ of the Bible. I'm sure you've run into that as well, haven't you?
Well, more so than I can even believe. Each day I think I've seen it all, and I think I've heard it all with what's going on in churches these days and the things that they do to promote themselves and the disgraceful things that are going on, and then to find this in the Christian bookstores. It certainly explains a lot of the problem.
And, of course, I think you realize, Paul, that there is a conspiracy against God. I mean, if you read the Bible, you go into a concordance and you look it up, you'll find the word conspiracy used over and over again. Of course, it has a bad connotation today. But why should it? The word was good enough for God. Why it should be good enough for Christians? And what are they talking about? They're talking about a conspiracy against God. There's always been a conspiracy against God. And it's working now within the media, it's working within our schools, it's working within our courts, it's working within our churches and within our Christian bookstores. And many of these are just headed by wonderful people who really love the Lord, but you have to be discerning. You have to realize that whether they know it or not, many times they're carrying books which actually undermine the Christian faith. Certainly you're aware of that.
Yes, I can't understand why people are turned off by the word conspiracy, because, like you say, conspiracy has been with us since the beginning. I mean, the very fall of Lucifer from heaven was a conspiracy. So I don't know why we should be turned off by such a word, because it's a reality.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's very, very real. I mean, Hollywood is conspiring to destroy the faith of our people. Television is conspiring to destroy the faith of our people. I mean, you know, what we see so often here is total sexual promiscuity, and they're conditioning our young people to believe that this is perfectly normal. I mean, after all, we saw it on television, this is the way the world is. No, this is not the way the world is. And this is why so many countries throughout the world are so extremely unhappy with America. Because America is the greatest purveyor of pornography and moral degradation in the world today. And the fact we're not speaking out against it, one day will come back to haunt us. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 21st, 2006. Gold opened at $579.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $610.79. Again, that's $610.79 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, the war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover their tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering the hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach, covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my 5th week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Paul Proctor. We've been talking about the fact that so many Christian bookstores are not carrying good Christian books. Well, there are a couple of Christian authors. One of them is Brian Flynn, and the other is Pastor Bob DeWay, who have actually written excellent books, and we carry those books through our ministry. But they're going to be speaking on the dangers of the new spirituality on a one-day seminar this coming weekend. They're going to be at its call. They're going to be speaking on the emerging church movement, mysticism in the New Age, and mystical practices and yoga and other things, centering, prayer, labyrinths, etc. The meeting is going to be held this Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, September the 23rd. And it's going to be up in Stockton at the First Baptist Church at 3535 North El Dorado Street in Stockton. But if you'd like the directions, the number to call is 503-873-9092. That's 503-873-9092. Two great Christian authors. We carry certainly their books, and we recommend them to you. And if you can possibly get there in the Stockton area, that's this coming Saturday from 9 to 4. No charge to get in. And of course, the number is 503-873-9092. So there are lots of great Christian authors out there. It's a shame that their books are ignored by many Christian bookstores, whereas the trashy ones, those who lead people astray, are being pushed. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. And there's some great publishers out there too that are small, but put out some very good material. Brian's publisher, Lighthouse Trails, has a wonderful website where they offer some other authors as well. Plus, they have a lot of articles there. Very discerning articles. Sometimes they post some of mine and some of Bob's and Brian's, of course, and many others. Their address is lighthousetrails.com, and they also have a research division where you can pick up a lot of good articles on this very subject at lighthousetrailsresearch.com. That's lighthousetrails.com and lighthousetrailsresearch.com. Deborah Dombrowski and the folks there have some wonderful things, send out some wonderful warnings that are essential today in Christian circles and in the church. And I would recommend the listeners spend some time there, because there's a lot of good stuff to read, and you'll learn all about this contemplative and emerging church system that's growing right now. Plus, Bud's site, ChristianResearchService.com, also has a wealth of information that I would recommend to anybody. And plus, he also has the master list that you can go and read the names there and go for yourself. Go to some of these Christian bookstores, to their search engines, and put those names in there for yourself. And you can see for yourself who they've got for sale at these Christian bookstores, and you can even email them and complain. And that's what we should do. We should speak out and make mention of these things, and they'll probably pull them once they know their customers are object to it. They'll pull quite a bit of them. So I would recommend that your listeners do that and go to their Christian bookstores and check it out for themselves.
And, of course, most Christian bookstores don't have the time to read all the books that they carry. Well, we read all of our books, it's just about all of them, you know, before we post them up on our website, because we want you to have access to things that I think are healthy for you. And there is so much out there that may sound very good, but if you don't know the author, if you do not know the publisher, and you don't know what it says, you're going to read it, and you're going to say, gee, that sounds really great. And, of course, that may be the thing that's going to begin to undermine your very faith. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And if you'd like to give us a call after the break, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our guest is Paul Proctor. And if you do not read his articles, you'll find them on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com or at lighthousetrails.com. Is that right, Paul?
Lighthouse Trails Research and also ChristianResearchService.com.
All right, fine. Well, certainly go there, get the information, and understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. It permeates every aspect of our society, and it permeated many of our seminaries many, many years ago. To change the basic thrust of Christianity and to neutralize the church as we moved into the final days, what I believe are the final days, as we moved in this final conflict, by which we'll determine whether Christian civilization will survive or whether it'll simply become a remembrance of things past. We're going to be back in just a moment with Paul Proctor here at Radio Liberty.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Paul Proctor, and he was just saying that you can get his articles at newswithviews.com. That's www.newswithviews.com. If you can't remember that, you can always look up my name on the, or probably you just look up Paul Proctor's name on Google, and of course, they'll track you down to newswithviews.com. And, of course, then he was just saying that, I believe it was Lifeway's bookstores, one of the largest books distributors. They were the official book distributor. What was that, for the Southern Baptist Convention?
That's the publishing arm of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Go ahead. What were you telling us about them?
Well, they started getting complaints from customers that they were carrying some books on yoga and other Eastern practices, and it didn't take too many complaints until they actually pulled the books that were offending people. And so, you know, it doesn't take too many complaints to get some of these publishers to act. And if I don't accomplish anything tonight, I hope I can at least encourage the listeners to actually write letters or email or call these Christian bookstores and tell them what they've got, because believe it or not, many of them don't know what they're selling. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't know what they're selling. They don't know what is in there because they're supplied by other book distributors and other bookstores. And a lot of times, like you said earlier, they don't have time to read everything that comes in there. I don't think it's good, but it's a fact nonetheless. And so it's up to the consumer now to inform them of books that they have for sale that they shouldn't, that are opposed to the Scriptures and are opposed to Christ and His Word.
Could you tell our listeners why you're opposed to yoga after all? I mean, this is used very, very widely throughout the world today. And, you know, of course, it's wonderful relaxation, and there are a lot of Christians who get into yoga so they can sort of find themselves. What's wrong with yoga?
Well, yoga is more, it's a lot like contemplative prayer. I mean, it's an emptying of your mind again. It's you know, it's an Eastern practice that has nothing to do with the Word of God. I don't care if you try to superimpose the Word of God over an occult practice like this. It's still an abomination, no matter what kind of name you put to it. Just like anything else, you just putting a Christian name to something that is wrong or even illegal, you know, it doesn't make it legal and it doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. So we need to be careful. Even if our church comes in and has Christian yoga classes or Christian yoga instructors, they may tell you, well, this has nothing to do with Eastern mysticism. But even the Eastern mystics will tell you, no, you can't have Eastern mysticism. You can't call it yoga without it being an Eastern mysticism practice. You cannot separate the two. And to try to bring the two together is essentially bringing leaven into the church and bringing leaven into the Word of God, and it's unacceptable, and it's idolatry, and we need to rid ourselves of it and get back to the Scriptures and get back to prayer and communicating with God, taking our cares, our concerns, our supplications and our petitions to God, and read what He has to say in His Word, and make our prayers full of God's Word, and learn and let the Holy Spirit speak to us and teach us, not go in and empty our mind and repeat some mantra in order to get into some sort of state where we can hear voices and such, because that's what they do in the occult. And you can put a Christian name to it, but you're still practicing the occult. And that's what makes it more dangerous, is because we're calling ourselves Christians, and we're carrying around the Christian connotation, but in fact, we are making ourselves an abomination before God, and that's dangerous. I don't want to be an abomination before God, and I don't think your listeners do either. So it behooves us to beware not only of these practices, but also of the bookstores that knowingly and willingly sell these materials that promote this sort of thing, because they're out there, and a lot of them, I believe, are funded by some of the elite globalist organizations you talk about yourselves, Stan. And you know, it's important to understand that. I mean, a lot of times we'll say, well, they do it for the money, but there are forces out there that have all the money in the world, and for them it's not about money. It may be about money to those below them, those that they manipulate and maneuver. But the fact is, this is a spiritual battle. This is spiritual warfare. And these people don't care about money. They care about souls. And they care about destroying the church and dividing the church and confusing Christians. And we need to be warned about this. And that's my calling, is to be a watchman and to warn people of these dangers so that it'll fall prey to them. And we need to guard our hearts and our minds that we don't, as you said earlier, Stan, so that we don't fill our minds with trash. Because when we fill our minds with trash, we become what we read. And so not only do we need to be wary of this ourselves, we need to spread the word. We need to tell our friends what's going on in Christian bookstores. And we need to complain to the owners and the representatives of these bookstores and hold them accountable and tell them what they're selling. And make them pull these books and not poison. I mean, it's one thing if you have a regular bookstore, a secular bookstore, people know what they're getting into. But when you call yourself a Christian bookstore, a family bookstore, or a Baptist bookstore, or a religious bookstore, you need to have the proper materials in there. Otherwise, you're misrepresenting the Lord that you're claiming to represent. And that is disgraceful. And it just shouldn't be.
Well, and of course, the thing is that people can do a lot more harm working from within Christianity than from without. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. I would encourage my listeners to look and see who publishes the book. And if it comes from Zondervan, why, you want to be very, very, very careful, because remember, Zondervan is Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch is, of course, one of the people, one of the five people who control the media in America. And they're leading us away from Christian teaching towards, really, of course, into this occult worldwide movement. And so look and see who the publisher is. Know something about the publisher. Know something about the author. And, you know, if you find something in a Christian bookstore that is not healthy and is not certainly, you know, uplifting as far as Jesus Christ and is beginning to get people into the occult or the mystical, why, you take it back to the bookstore and you let them know in no uncertain terms that you're very unhappy about the way things are going, and let your friends know as well. Because, of course, this is one way we have of getting people's attention, specifically the attention of the people who want to run a bookstore. And so many of our bookstores are not making a lot of money because they're not carrying a lot of books, because they're having a hard time finding good books that Christians will buy. And a lot of Christians are just as soon buy these books that are very, very popular. If you hear Dr. Phil talking them or Oprah talking about them, or you hear them being pushed on television, I can guarantee you that they're not going to glorify our Lord. That's for sure.
And there are some good bookstores out there. We don't want to, you know, and I don't want to say that all Christian bookstores are bad. I wouldn't say that in any way, shape, or form. There are some good ones out there. It's just important that we research who they're selling and what kind of material they're promoting. That's what's important, because we have to protect our families and our children who can't protect themselves in this area. We have to be the spiritual leaders, especially the husbands out there. They have to be the spiritual leaders in their family, and they have to protect their family from this unfortunate material that's being sold under the banner of Christian and under the banner of family, because nobody's going to do it for you. Obviously, many of the Christian bookstores are not going to do it for you anymore, and so it requires us to do that research ourselves and be discerning and know what they're selling our children and our families.
And, of course, a lot of the Christian bookstores are selling Christian rock music. Well, I will tell you that there's rock music and there's Christian music, but there's no such thing as Christian rock in my estimation. And I believe, if those of you who have seen our videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. Should understand that so much of this music, when they talk a little bit about Christ, but it's the beat of the music. It's the impact physiologically of the tempo and the beat of the music that, of course, is anti-Christian. But the average person is not that discerning. And they see, you know, if it's Christian, it's sold in a Christian bookstore, it must be good. And they let their children listen to it, and then they wonder why their children are in revolt.
Well, and oftentimes they leave it up to their their friends to tell them what's right and wrong, or they leave it up to their pastor. Their pastor brings certain things into the church, and you can't leave that responsibility and that discernment up to someone else. You have to do it yourself. You have to pray and read the scriptures and understand what they're teaching. You can't rely on somebody else to always bring you biblical truth, because they're not always going to do it. And you mentioned rock music. I've got a series of articles too, Stan, called A New Song. It's in four parts, A New Song, Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I cover some of the things about rock music and some of the unfortunate things they're bringing into the church, calling worship music. And I would invite your readers to go to newswithviews.com and look up that series of articles. Again, it's called A New Song, A New Song. And look that up, because I've come from the entertainment industry. I retired from it many years ago, and I know what music can do. And music doesn't always music even without lyrics can be a bad influence. And there's a power in music and the beat itself that can be used for good or it can be used for evil. And to say that that a song is good simply because it has Christian lyrics is ridiculous. It's absurd. And I know Rick Warren says there's no such thing as Christian. There's no such thing as how does he say it?
There's no such thing as Christian music. There's only Christian lyrics.
That's right. There's only Christian lyrics. And so I'd invite you to go and read that series of articles.
Basically, it has been known for thousands of years that the beat has a profound impact on you. The witch doctors know that. They certainly living in Africa, this was something that was such an important part of their life, was the rhythm. And you want to have rhythm, that's one thing, but if you want to bring that into the church, this has a physiological response. You want to begin to sway and sway with the music. And the music begins to consume you, and it begins to consume your mind as well. It can actually put you into a trance-like state. That's why in Africa, of course, they had the warriors dance before they went into battle the following day, so they would be unconcerned about the dangers they were going to face. It has a profound impact on the mind and the heart and the soul. And they're doing it here, and they're raping the souls of our children. That is what's so tragic.
And many of our bookstores are selling all forms of rock and all forms of violent music. And we need to be aware of that, too. There's all sorts of dangers out there. And don't let the sign in front, again, that says Christian or family, don't let that deceive you, because that's not necessarily safe. That's not necessarily Christian, at least not all the products in there. There may be some good, but we need to be discerning about what we purchase, and we need to be discerning, especially when it comes to our family. And we don't want to reward those who glorify the things that are against God. We don't want to reward them with our money. We don't want to empower them any further than they already are. We want to stick to the scriptures and do what God tells us to do in His scriptures, because the definition of love, we talk a lot about love today in church and so forth, but the definition of love in the Bible is obedience. Over and over and over again, the Lord reminds us that for me, love is obedience. And we can't just go and do anything and everything that we want inside and outside of church and say, well, just, it's okay, God will forgive me. Now, we have an obligation to obey. We have an obligation to do the right thing and to obey the scriptures. And so I would encourage, always try to encourage people to get into the Word more and get into the scriptures more, because too many times we spend our reading, what little reading time we spend on things that are not scriptural, and things that do not promote or encourage the Christian life or a Christian lifestyle, and that's a big part of the problem. And unfortunately, many of our Christian bookstores know that, and so they buy things that feed people's desires and imaginations, and when you do that, instead of instead of focusing on God's word, you get into this sort of problem, and it becomes profitable for them to do an ungodly thing. And so we have to be aware of that, and we have to make sure our friends and our family who call themselves Christians are aware of it as well.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I certainly was very impressed with your article. And incidentally, for our listeners, you can go to newswithviews.com. That's www.newswithviews.com. And look up Paul Proctor there. Do you have a site over there on the left side where, of course, they can access all of the articles you've written?
Yes. There's a column on the left-hand side, I believe, that lists all their authors' names and so forth, and I'm listed there.
All right, and so you'll find Paul Proctor, and you can then click on that, and this is the top article. Well, let's go to Todd, who's calling from Louisiana. Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Sand. Doing fine today. Enjoying the show. And the subject today is so extremely important. I'm so thrilled to hear you guys talking about it. It needs to be addressed in the church, in every church in America. And it's one of my pet subjects, what goes on in these Christian bookstores. You know, just for an example, a few months ago, I got an application for a credit card to one of these chain bookstores, and it had a prop picture of the cross of Calvary on it. And I thought, my God, what an abomination to put a cross on a credit card. And but that was just the tip of the iceberg for me. I've known about what goes on in these places for years, and I've got a saying that about 90% of any book in any Christian bookstore in America is flat-out heresy or contains a large degree of heresy and needs to be abandoned.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much. Todd, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, I was just going to say that probably it wouldn't hurt if most Christian bookstores in America were demolished because it would do away with a lot of heresy.
Well, we need access to books. We are what we read. We got to have the good books, and we'll get them if we support the good bookstores and we let the bad ones know that
we
know what they're doing. And I would tell you that a lot of them probably would take out those bad books. And maybe if we just told them, we got to be involved. We can't just retreat. We're on the front lines of this battle, and we got to stay right there. God bless. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products?
Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on you to help us, and if you believe that we have an important message, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and seriously consider joining the Tape of the Month Club. You'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you're going to be helping us. Now, you can go up on our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our newsletters free and copy them. But if you want to help us, why, of course, we hope you want to join the Radio Liberty family. I want to mention that this Saturday, that's the September 23rd, up in Stockton, California, at the First Baptist Church on El Dorado Street, 3535 North El Dorado Street. They're going to be having a program all day long on the emerging church movement, mysticism, the New Age in the Christian church. And mystical practices, yoga, a centering prayer, labyrinth, the whole ball of wax that is sweeping so much of the church today. At no charge to get in, and you'll hear Brian Flynn, you'll hear certainly other speakers, Bob DeWay, excellent speakers. And again, if you'd like to know more about it, call 503-873-9092. That's 503-873-9092. And then let me remind you, of course, we're going to have our all-day seminar October the 29th, that's a Sunday right here in the Monterey Bay region at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we hope you can come. Doors are going to open at 7:30 in the morning. We're going to go until 5 o'clock in the evening. Constance Cumby is going to be giving a couple of talks. Chris Pettle will be talking for an hour and a half. I'm only going to talk for an hour, so you don't have to worry. And we have some great other speakers, and I've heard them all, and their message is great. And so if you can come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then understand that we're in real trouble as a nation. Our leaders are intent upon trying to take us into a war with Iran. Our leaders are doing everything they can, working with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, to make Christians hate Muslims. And they're doing everything we can to get the Muslims to hate Christians. Why? Because you can't have a war unless you've got people hating one another. We've got to breed hate and encourage hatred. And, of course, one only has to read that article that appeared in Time magazine immediately after 9/11. And you've heard me quote it before, but where they talk about how we have to have rage. We have to learn, and I'm quoting, "For once, let's have no fatuous rhetoric about healing. Healing is inappropriate now and dangerous. There'll be time later for the tears of sorrow. A day cannot live in infamy without the nourishment of rage. Let's have rage." And if you would like to read the entire text of this, came out in Time magazine. They didn't make any money. They had no advertisements in the magazine. This was a special issue they put out about 9/11, came out immediately afterwards, and was designed to encourage hatred. Why would they want to do that? Because even then they were planning the coming war with the Muslim world. Understand what's going on, and then join us in getting the message out and the truth about what happened on 9/11, and so much else about the spiritual battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the other books we carry, the other tape sets we carry, the videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, The Da Vinci Con, The Rape of the Soul, about obscene art in the Christian church, obscene and pornographic art, that's The Rape of the Soul. You certainly would want to get the freedom documents. This is on the good side, what we believe in. The freedom documents are 50 documents that have to do with the founding of America, from some of the letters that John Adams wrote to Abigail Van, and Abigail wrote to John Adams, the Washington's farewell address, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, the Texas Declaration of Independence, the documents that lay out the heritage of America, this wonderful Christian heritage we inherited, but we have long since forgotten. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With me on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The woman accused of slashing a new mother's throat and kidnapping her baby sobbed and whispered a not guilty plea to the charges today in a Missouri courtroom. Prosecutors say Shannon Torres abducted the 7-day-old child and tried to pass the newborn off as her own. Correspondent Christopher Leonard has the details.
He denied a request put forth by Torres's attorney to lower her bond, which is currently set at $1 million. The judge sided with the county prosecutor here who argued that Torres needs to stay behind bars because she could be a threat to the community. Torres's attorney pled not guilty to all four counts for her. She spoke very little during the hearing, only whispering yes when asked if she understood the charges filed against her. She was clearly upset the entire time.